Congressman Steve Sutherland of Florida is sponsoring legislation called the Regulatory Overreach Protection Act that would prohibit EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers from extending federal regulatory powers through the waters of the United States proposal. At the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee on Monday, Sutherland said the rule would impact more than agriculture.
You're talking about personal property rights issue. We're talking about miles and miles inland from any navigable waters. So you're talking, you know, today we had developers, home builders association, golf courses, municipalities. So, this is much bigger than just an ag issue. It has struck a chord. And we're very pleased to have the co-sponsors we have, over 120, and we're probably approaching 100 associations that represent tens of thousands of individuals around the country. So this has struck a chord. America is tired of the federal government running every area of our life, and I think that's what we've kind of tapped in on.
Sutherland believes EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy is wrong in her statements that the rule would not impact ponds and ditches and the like.
She's just incorrect. And if you look at what this bill does, is it expands the jurisdiction, clearly, it expands the jurisdiction to adjacent waters, to navigable waters, and then adjacent waters to those waters. So it is regulatory creep. It paves the way for what I believe is a more onerous idea of eminent domain. So it strikes right at the core of personal property rights. And so for her to be to make naive statements that it does not do that is a total misinterpretation of this law.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says he's glad to see Representative Sutherland drawing attention to the issue on behalf of the Sunshine State.
Because it's kind of a sleeper issue. It's not one that a lot of folks are following. It does impact the whole country, but I would argue that it impacts Florida more than the rest of the country just because most of our state is a historic wetland. And that means that anybody wanting to do much of anything with their land is going to have to go through the Corps of Engineers. And the Corps moves in geologic time.
One of the bill's co-sponsors is Vicki Hartzler of Missouri, who talked about it during an event at the Missouri State Fair last week.
I'm proud to co-sponsor the bill, and it basically does away with the rule. Just recently been introduced, and it's pending. We'll be back in September. I haven't heard yet whether we'll have a hearing or not, but hopefully we can move forward as quickly as possible with this.
The Sutherland bill was approved by the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in July. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.